This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Gun Owners News Hour with your host and Executive Director of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Gun Owners News Hour. I want to talk to somebody who's spent a lot of time, really in many parts of Latin America. Don't particularly want to discuss where he might be at the moment. That's not really important because he's a very good observer of a lot of the things that are going on in Latin America. Grown up in Brazil and actually... Julio Severa, I'd like to begin by talking about what your experiences were in Brazil, because it apparently came to the point where your activity as a outspoken Christian led you to want to seek other places to live. But let's go into a little bit of that. What was it like in Brazil? What were you doing that made you so unpopular with the authorities? Go ahead, Julio.
Yeah. My work for Brazil continues even as I am in another country now, because the leftist pressure in Brazil is very hard, especially in issues you Americans know very well: the gay agenda, abortion, gender issues also, the government imposing an agenda, defining the normal sexual differences as neutral in Brazil. It is no longer normal to present man and woman as the traditional and prominent roles for children.
And I presume that when you say that, it's not just that it's an opinion that some people don't agree with, but they're trying to enforce their view about what is normal man and woman relationship.
They are not imposing as a view, but a new role, a new modern role. And they treat as a view, just as a view. If you said, oh, there is a basic difference, man and woman. No, this is a view for them. They present this difference as a view, but their ideology imposing several sexualities, this is not a view for them. This is this is reality, their reality.
Now, let me offer a guess. Because they have these fairly radical views on abortion, on gender relations, they also have a generally socialist worldview, and that would include hostility to widespread individual gun ownership.
Yeah. In Brazil, the issue of gun ownership, unfortunately, Brazil has for decades lived much social violence. And this current government, which is socialist, fights more against gun ownership. But traditionally in Brazil, I think that this has to do with the Catholic culture. Gun ownership has never been a culture for Brazil. Brazilians understand with this culture that protection is a responsibility for the state, not for the individuals. Only in a few cases a citizen can use a gun, but it is not as in the United States. A gun is a... When a Brazilian sees a gun, he thinks this is for policy, the government, or for criminals, not for citizens. A Brazilian cannot think of a gun in the hands of a citizen. This is natural for them. But I think that the influence of America in this respect is helping very much. Many conservatives in Brazil see the example of America, and they say, no, we should absorb this from America. And I think that this is a very positive way America is influencing Brazil.
That's interesting. Now, how has the American influence come? I gather some of it has come through some of the televangelists, but...
Televangelists, especially this, because especially in the 1980s, 1970s, also some American televangelists taught the Brazilian audiences to admire conservative values. Other point also, I think that this could be interesting for you, is that after the civil war in your country, Confederates and the Union, the North, 10,000 Americans, Confederates, moved to Brazil. And they brought with them their American influence also. They, for example, they were responsible for the public school system in Brazil. And also they liked guns. But unfortunately, they were unable to influence Brazil as a whole in this respect of the gun ownership.
Those Confederates that fled from the South after our Civil War and went to Brazil, you say they were maybe 10,000. Have they just been pretty well absorbed into the Brazilian population now, or are they still a separate cultural...
Unfortunately, they were absorbed, but there are some feasts celebrate yearly in their cities. The influence they left also in Brazil was the creation of schools and universities, and they were Protestants, and they also sought to make evangelism in a very Catholic church. Brazil was so Catholic that Confederates could not bury their dead in the town cemeteries, because all cemeteries were Catholics, and the Confederates had to create their own cemeteries.
So they lived pretty much apart. Their influence, I would imagine, then, was not as great as it might have been if they were, in effect, in a ghetto.
More or less, with the time, unfortunately, they were absorbed by the Brazilian culture, and now it's very different, because they are in the first Confederates were very evangelicals, Protestants, and whites.
Okay, now, well, listen, we're going to have to take a break. Let's cut off here for a moment. We're talking with Julio Severo. He's originally from Brazil, and he's got a lot of comment about what's going on in Brazil and other parts.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, talking with a Brazilian political activist who's at the moment not in Brazil, not living in Brazil. One of the things that caught my eye about the many writings that Julio has posted online, a number of them, by the way, are found at Barbed Wire, like a barbed wire fence. One can find a collection of some of his writings there. But one of the things that I found interesting, Julio, was your observations about Guatemala. You talked about the lessons from Guatemala for Brazil as someone who has spent a little bit of time in Guatemala years ago. I found it a country very much in change. It at the time I was there might have been as much as a third, maybe a little bit more, evangelical. The irony is that the man who saved Guatemala, in my opinion, from communism, retired General Rios Montt, was the brother of the Catholic Bishop of Guatemala. So the lines of change and separation run right down the middle of family lines, probably throughout Latin America. But you talk about the lessons of Guatemala for Brazil, and from what I saw in Guatemala, there was a powerful movement among Protestants, evangelicals, particularly in the highlands, up in the mountains, as it were, of Guatemala, and they were, I would say they were actually transforming the country. I remember this was at a time when the communist threat was very strong, and I talked to a Guatemalan military officer somewhere up in the boondocks, in the highlands, in the mountains, and it was very clear that he didn't believe in any standard Christianity. He was just kind of a hard-bitten soldier that didn't believe in much of anything spiritual, it seemed to me. And he said, look, I don't want to be quoted on this, but he said, when the military goes into a village and they're trying to find people that they might arm so that there'd be a way of resisting to a certain extent the communists that were then such a problem. So we look for the evangelicals. He said, they don't get drunk, and they don't try to settle old scores when we give them a gun. And I thought, that's not a bad testimony for any group of people, that they were the ones that I met, that were mainly the ones at various checkpoints in the highlands. And I thought, that's interesting, very interesting, that a people with a Christian profession were actually very actively engaged in transforming the culture of a country. And I thought it was really quite a statement when this very un-Christian military officer said, yeah, those guys are the best. We look for them. Now, you've got some lessons from Guatemala. What can you tell us?
As you have noted, I have an article about Guatemala lessons for Brazil, and this article was published in my personal blog and also in Barbara. Barbara is very great, and I recommend each of you to visit this website, barbara.com. Okay? I think that Guatemala is very similar in some respects to Brazil, especially because evangelicals in both nations are engaged in politics trying to transform their society. But I think that Guatemala is ahead of Brazil in some ways, especially, I think, in my view, pray more, especially in the crisis of the possible impeachment of the former president. And this president was a former general. He was right-wing, but very corrupt. By God's grace, the leftist realtors could not change the government into a leftist government. The evangelical people in Guatemala prayed very much. Their ministers prayed very much with the prayer meetings, fasting. And in the end, they had the new elections, and they elected an evangelical man that was trained in a theological seminar. God, I think, honored Guatemala. And Brazil right now is facing this the same crisis with the impeachment of a Marxist president, and people are offering always the contrary option, the right-winger solutions. But I think that the perfect solution is waiting on God, especially through prayer, to bring the perfect answer. And
you know, let me just jump in. I think it was indeed remarkable that a Marxist president that you had in Brazil was actually impeached by the Brazilian Congress. That's something that we haven't been able to get the United States Congress to do regarding our own president.
The impeachment process was begun in the lower house of the Congress in Brazil by a Pentecostal man. He was the speaker of the House of Representatives in Brazil. But last week, this man was removed by a political maneuver. He was removed, and today the impeachment process was revoked. Do you understand?
I can imagine that had there been a successful effort to impeach Barack Obama in the United States, that something similar could have happened. I'm not quite sure how they would have removed. Well, first of all, the idea of John Boehner leading an impeachment battle against any president is almost unimaginable, because the man doesn't have a backbone. Talking about Brazil and Latin America with Julio Severa, we're going to be back and talk some more about some of the lessons that he's picked up, especially in Guatemala, as they pertain to Brazil.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorldWHEY.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
My guest today is Julio Severo. He has an English language blog, which I've visited a number of times, lastdayswatchman.com, and it's very informative. What is it? Dot what?
Dot blogspot.com.
Okay, that's right. I didn't have that written down. I'll make sure we get that out right. Lastdayswatchman.blogspot.com.
Lastdayswatchman.blogspot.com.
And there you will find some kind of amazing accounts of the power of a religious movement in probably in many parts of Latin America that I've seen with my own eyes, certainly in Guatemala. I saw at some length when I spent quite a while in Guatemala many years ago, and I can only presume that it must have been progressing because, as Julio has mentioned, there was an election not long ago in Guatemala, and a Mr. Perez Molina, an evangelical, was elected president. And,
No, Molina was Catholic.
Okay, I'm misreading this. He was a general who had fought the communists. Who is the new president in Guatemala?
The new president is Jimmy Morales. He is an evangelical.
Morales, okay. Yeah. And that's something we haven't been able to quite do here in the United States. I think it's very interesting that in the so-called third world, they've actually not only years ago, a couple of decades or more ago, had General Rios Montt as the president of a junta that redirected the history of Guatemala as a very powerful Christian leader. But now we've got another Christian who's been elected president in Guatemala, and hopefully he's going to be able to have some of the same impact and perhaps avoid some of the pitfalls that have befallen some of your leaders in Brazil, where politics are very volatile. But in Guatemala, you actually have another evangelical now as the head of the government, but elected this time, not just appointed by some fellows that he knew in the military. So things are moving in a very interesting direction, I would say, in Latin America. And, Julia, I appreciate your eyewitness of some of these events. Continue telling us what's been going on.
Okay, I think that right now, to Brazil and to Guatemala, America offers two opposing influences. The negative influence, especially from Obama, is the imposition of the gay ideology, the abortion ideology, and other leftist ideology. This is a very bad influence coming from America. But the America also has very positive influences, especially from the Christian and especially from pan evangelists, both in Brazil. This is, and Guatemala has resistance to the gay ideology, to the abortion ideology, and also that death penalty is not bad. This is a necessary evil because of the effect of the Catholic culture, both in Guatemala and Brazil. Even evangelicals think that gun ownership is evil, is not good. Death penalty is not good, but through the influence of American conservatism, especially coming from televangelists, they learned that gun ownership is okay. It's not bad. This is a right to the people to defend themselves from criminals and from government outside God's will. And I think that in this respect, the influence of American conservatism is very important for Latin America. Because to be conservative is not only to oppose abortion, is not only to oppose the gay agenda, involves much more political engagement.
Well, I guess the question in my mind is, does the movement that you've seen in Guatemala, does it have enough strength to continue? They've had some electoral success now. They've got a President Morales as the relatively new head of state. This is certainly not something that's being met without opposition. Who are the people in Guatemala? What are the forces that are opposed to this this Protestant president in what I think many people would still view as a Catholic country, although I think, fair to say, one that is rapidly becoming an evangelical country?
The main forces opposing this president are, of course, leftists, left-wing activists, and also many sectors of the Catholic Church that unfortunately follow the liberation theology. This is the same problem that you. Most of the Catholic Church in Brazil today support the current administration, the current Marxist administration, because they follow the liberation theology. And you know that liberation theology has many similarities with the socialism and Marxism.
Right.
I had published last week an article about a leftist Catholic complaining that Guatemala will be the first nation in Latin America with an evangelical majority. Guatemala will be the first Latin American evangelical nation, because there is much work in Guatemala. I think that is a positive aspect of it is evangelicals in Guatemala are less leftist than in Brazil. In Brazil, especially being influenced by ecumenical encounters, meetings, many evangelicals are beginning to follow the Protestant version of liberation theology. And this is very bad for Brazil, very, very bad.
You don't see that happening in Guatemala, that Guatemala has not been as strongly impacted by liberation theology?
No, because...
Hold your answer until we get back. We've hit another break.
Okay.
Talking with Julio Severo, originally from Brazil. He now is widely traveled in Latin America, and particularly reporting on some lessons for the region and maybe the United States from Guatemala, the impact of the gospel on freedom.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Welcome back to the Gun Owners News Hour, exploring a wide range of Second Amendment issues. Here's your host, Larry Pratt.
Talking today with Julio Severo. He hails from Brazil and now is widely traveled in Latin America and has given us some insights in the impact of the gospel on, I would say, the freedom movement, not the freedom movement that we might hear come from the lips of Marxists, but the freedom movement that would be rather more similar to the one that was born in the United States when settlers came from Europe, brought their biblical faith with them, established limited government, free economies, limited government. This is something that apparently is on the verge of really catching hold in a major way in Guatemala. It's not without its voice in other countries, including Julio Severo's Brazil. But in Guatemala, we've actually got a president elected as a result of the gaining strength of this movement. And, Julia, I just find it very exciting that a country that I had visited so many years ago, wrote a little bit about it, how their arming of the people in the highlands was a key to defeating communism, that the military had actually done that. And it just, I scratch my head when I hear leftists talk about the genocide by the Guatemalan military in that time, when it was the military that was giving guns to the people of the highlands in Guatemala, and as I mentioned earlier, people who were almost exclusively evangelicals, Protestants, and Guatemala has continued moving away from rigid, stratified social structures and is becoming a country where the gospel unites people of all classes and where the political results have now given the country, by election, the first Protestant president, Mr. Morales. It's really rather a remarkable development, a remarkable story. And among other things, hopefully in Guatemala, we don't find the hostility to individual gun ownership that we do in so many other countries around the world.
A special view I can offer to your audience is that three years ago, the running Socialist Workers Party in Brazil said that the main opposition to socialism in Brazil was not the Catholic Church or even other Protestants. They said in a paper, official paper, that Pentecostal televangelists were the main opposition because they have solid stances against some issues that are very dear to socialism. Again, I repeat, abortion, the gay agenda, and some Protestants can be tolerant with the government promoting these evils, but Pentecostal televangelists are not tolerant. They are very tolerant against these things. They preach publicly in their television shows. And I can tell you also that in Guatemala, most of the evangelicals in Guatemala are Pentecostals. And they are,
by the way, that's been my observation as well. My wife's from Panama, and I would say that most of the Protestant churches that I've seen, and they're particularly outside of Panama City, but not exclusively. But anyway, the evangelical churches do tend to be Pentecostal. The Pentecostal movement seems to be a parallel to the movement for political freedom. And as someone who's not a Pentecostal, I can only salute those who are, because they have been in the forefront of the fight for freedom. And was a lot of them who were Pentecostals that were the ones that I was talking about earlier, when that non-Christian Guatemalan military officer said, "Yes, we look for the Protestants." He really meant the Pentecostals. Those are the ones we look for, because they don't drink, well, they don't get drunk anyway, and they don't try to settle scores. They're not out looking for revenge. So if we give them a gun, there's not going to be a bloodbath when we leave town. And I thought, that what a remarkable testimony to the kind of people that are changing a country. I saw it firsthand in this one country of Guatemala, but I've been in other countries of Central America, and I've seen the same thing, and it's remarkable. The region is being transformed by a religious movement.
Efraim Rios Monte was also a Pentecostal. Right now in Brazil, all the impeachment process had begun to a Pentecostal man. And you will be able to see a report from CBN, the Christian Broadcasting Network of Pat Robertson, reporting on the impeachment process in Brazil. And CBN said that the man behind the impeachment process was Eduardo Cunha, a Pentecostal from the Assemblies of God in Brazil. And when you when you study the situation in Brazil, you see that the main oppositors to the current socialist administration in Brazil are Pentecostals, especially other televangelists from the Assemblies of God. Silas Malafaia, he has preached publicly against the evils of this socialist administration, but the man behind the impeachment is leader of the Brazilian Assemblies of God.
Well, that's pretty remarkable that he must have then the support of a lot of his denomination, of the Assemblies of God. I frankly have trouble imagining an American denominational leader enjoying the support of his denomination to be involved as heavily as this fellow is in politics, and obviously a very controversial figure, because the left goes absolutely vile in their opposition to somebody who's leading away from socialism, leading toward freedom. And I'd like to think that there might be a large denomination in America where there would be that kind of a leader. And
let me tell you that the largest Assemblies of God in the world is in Brazil. Assemblies of God in Brazil is million members strong.
Just that one denomination is 16 million.
Just one denomination. There are many other, you could say, new Pentecostal, charismatic. They are very big in Brazil, but because the Brazilian population is very big, the total of the Pentecostals in Brazil, I think that they reach they have 45 million. But in Guatemala, it is over 50%. In Guatemala, they are winning. They are advancing very much more in Brazil if you look at it proportionally.
Well, it's very encouraging to me that in spite of the best efforts of our State Department, of Fidel Castro, of the various Soviet leaders, and at one point they were very close to having a Soviet republic declared in the highlands of Guatemala, those plans have failed. And instead, they're no longer the view, the movement of the future. They're being left behind and they're being vanquished. Julio Severo, I want to thank you so much for the work that you're doing in Latin America. Thanks for a very encouraging report about the movement of freedom south of our border here in the United States. Till next time.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Rick Ostick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.